Track 16, Musical Memories. We are now going to hear about an aria that is probably the best-known piece of opera music. Here is Tony to tell us about Nessun Dorma and its composer, Giacomo Puccini.
Nessun Dorma is an aria from the final act of the opera Turandot by Giacomo Puccini. It is sung by Calaf, a prince who falls in love with the beautiful but cold princess Turandot. Any man who wishes to marry Turandot must first answer three riddles. If he fails, he will be beheaded. Nessun Dorma has long been a staple of operatic recitals, but it was popularised beyond the opera world following Pavarotti's performance of it at the 1990 World Cup, which attracted a global audience. It appeared on the best-selling classical album of all time, The Three Tenors in Concert, and it was performed at three subsequent World Cup finals, in 1994 in Los Angeles, 1998 in Paris, and in 2002 in Yokohama. But what of the composer of this well-known and much-loved piece of music? Giacomo Puccini was born in Lucca, Italy, in 1858 and died in 1924, and is acclaimed for his operas, which include La Bohème, Madame Butterfly, as well as Turandot. He was the last descendant of a family which for two centuries had provided the musical directors of the cathedral in Lucca, and he studied composition at the conservatory in Milan. Puccini's personal life was a colourful one and was beset by a certain amount of scandal. After the death of his mother, he fled from Lucca with a married woman, Elvira Gemignani. Defying the resulting scandal which is generated, the two lived openly near Milan, where a son was born. And then they moved to Torre del Logo, a fishing village in Tuscany, which was to be Puccini's home until the last 3 years of his life. Living with Elvira was difficult. She was tempestuous and jealous, although the two did marry after the death of her husband in 1904. 4 years later, Elvira became jealous of a young servant girl from the village who had been employed by the Puccinis. Elvira drove the girl, Doria, from the house and threatened to kill her, and subsequently the girl poisoned herself. Her parents had her body examined and she was declared to be a virgin. Charges were brought against Elvira for persecution and calumny, creating one of the most famous scandals of the time. But what of Calaf, the prince, and Turandot? Well, Calaf does answer the three riddles correctly, but Turandot recoils at the thought of marrying him. He offers her another chance by challenging her to guess his name by dawn. He says that she can execute him if she correctly guesses his name, but if she doesn't, she must marry him. Turandot declares that Nessun Dorma, none shall sleep, as he tries to discover Calaf's name. Calaf hears her and takes up her words in his famous aria.
Sarà, in sarà,
Eventually, of course, Turandot is won over and yields to Calaf's advances. Experiencing emotion for the first time, she declares his name to be Love, and they live happily ever after. The three riddles, by the way, are: what is born each night and dies each dawn? Calaf correctly answers hope. The next riddle: what flares warm like a flame, yet is no flame? Calaf answers perfectly, blood. Visibly shaken, Turandot asks the final question: the ice that gives you fire, what can it be? Calaf tarries, then triumphantly cries, Turandot. How do you think you would have done answering these riddles?
Well, Tony, I think even Bob's brain teasers are easy compared to those riddles.